My name is Hannah Bond. I am 14 years old. Today is November 26, 2018, and I'm speaking with Paul Bond, who is my father. We are recording this interview in New Cumberland, Pennsylvania. So where did you grow up?
I grew up in the city and then around the city of York, Pennsylvania, moving 5 or 6 times in that area before I graduated from high school.
Did you enjoy going to school?
Very much so. It's always a pleasure to learn about new things and to meet new people and make new friends.
If you could relive your teenage years, would you?
That all depends. I would not relive my teenage years at this particular date and time because schools have changed quite a lot since I was in them. However, if I could return to the 80s and return to school, I would.
What jobs did you have growing up?
I began working when I was 11 years old as a paper boy. I had a Sunday paper route where I would deliver approximately 100 newspapers on Sunday mornings, just like the Postal Service, through wind, rain, snow, you name it, pulling my wagon. In the wintertime was always fun, but I delivered with a wagon. I then had a daily paper route for about 4 years until I became 16, where I got a job at Giant Grocery Store as a cashier, where I worked there for 5 years throughout college.
How did you find your way to your current job?
I attended Penn State University and got a bachelor's degree in geography with an emphasis on urban planning. I then attended graduate school at Florida Atlantic University in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where I got a master's degree in public administration with an emphasis on environmental growth management. After graduation, I was employed by the city of Harrisburg, utilizing the education that I received as an undergrad and a graduate student, doing real estate development with the city of Harrisburg. I utilized such things as eminent domain, tax sales, direct sales, and we would buy properties and fix them up to owner-occupants or sell to investors. I also acted as a pseudo code enforcement officer doing demolition evaluations of properties in the city.
Do you enjoy your job?
I didn't finish the question. Yes, I do. I am currently a real estate agent. I've been a real estate agent since 2001. When I left the city of Harrisburg in 2001, I worked for a private landlord for 6 months, managing his portfolio of properties. And then we had a difference of opinion, shall we say, and I looked for a new position. And as I knew real estate, I took the classes to become a real estate agent, passed those classes, took the state board, and within 6 weeks, I became a licensed real estate agent. I have been a licensed real estate agent since 2001, and I do enjoy my job.
How has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
That's a difficult question, because I'm not sure what I really imagined as a teenager. Nobody ever really imagines themselves as a 50-year-old man or as a 40-year-old. I always did want to have a family. I had a strong family growing up with a strong relationship with my grandparents and my great aunts and uncles, as well as my aunts and uncles. And I know I wanted to have a family. I always wanted to become a grandfather, though that hasn't happened yet, thank heavens. But I never really kind of imagined myself what I would be like as a 50-year-old. I certainly imagined myself with a little bit more hair, though.
Who influenced your life the most?
That would be my family, specifically my mother and my father. My father worked at a variety of jobs while I was growing up to keep our family afloat. He missed most of my athletic activities as a child and high school person because he was always working, while my mother attended such to represent the family. My parents overcame a lot while I was a child. We went bankrupt and lost everything. But my parents taught me the value of hard work, of devotion, of commitment, and especially of faith in God.
What is the most important life lesson you've learned?
No matter how bad life appears, the sun will always come up the next day. You must have faith in yourself and faith in others. And also, I have tremendous faith that God will always provide for myself and my family. And as of today, He has always done so. So the most important lesson I would teach anybody would be to believe in yourself and to never, ever give up.
Is there anything you wish you had done different growing up?
I wish I had been perhaps a little bit more assertive in my athletic adventures as a child. I wish I had eaten my green vegetables as a child. I've always been very thin. And I wish I had more confidence in myself as a child. But I think I'm pretty content with how my childhood worked out.
How would you like other people to remember you?
I would like other people to remember me as a kind, generous, caring, and giving person who loved people, who loves children, who loves coaching children. I'd like to be remembered as a good father and an overall good person.
Okay, that is all. Thank you.
My pleasure.